threat of nuclear war is on the rise. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Russia's leader just said that, while also saying the invasion of Ukraine, which Vladimir Putin calls a special military operation, will be a long process.
He's told his Human Rights Council he views his nuclear arsenal as a purely defensive deterrent. The speech featured a number of criticisms of the West, saying unlike the US, his country had never deployed such weapons abroad. And Mr. Putin defended the war in Ukraine, insisting Russia didn't start it, but the Ukrainians themselves back in 2014.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was named the Time Person of the Year for the spirit of Ukraine's fight against the invasion. In Afghanistan, the first public execution since the Taliban took over. The man put to death was convicted of robbing and killing someone. The executioner who used a rifle is the victim's father. This happened in Texas this morning.
A 38-year-old Border Patrol agent was chasing a group of illegal immigrants in Mission on his ATV and going pretty fast when he crashed into a gate, and he lost his life as a result of that crash. I am told by sources that that agent was a father of two.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Hidalgo, Texas. The Supreme Court just heard a case testing the power of state legislatures.
North Carolina's Supreme Court blocked a Republican congressional district map that favored the GOP. The Supreme Court must now figure out if legislatures have sole discretion in setting election rules. If justices recognize that power for legislatures, opponents of the argument say it could give much broader authority over elections to states and diminish federal oversight.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The day after Senator Raphael Warnock was reelected in Georgia, Chuck Schumer's happy it won't be a 50-50 Senate he presides over.
The practical effects of the 51-seat majority, it's big, it's significant. It gives us a breathe. We can breathe a sigh of relief.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
This is quite a date in American history.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
That was President Roosevelt. After the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor killed more than 2,000 service members and civilians, leading the U.S. into World War II.
While many survivors have passed away over the years, many are making the trip to Hawaii, along with many visitors, to pay their respects at the annual remembrance. Many of those service members still alive are now either near or over 100 years old. According to Department of Veterans Affairs data, only 240,000 of the 16 million who served in the Second World War are still alive. About 230 die a day. The service at the National Pearl Harbor Memorial will feature a moment of silence at the time the attack began and a missing man formation flyover. The memorial features the USS Arizona, the resting place of over 1,100 sailors and Marines killed on the battleship. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's a lot of concern about the spread of the flu and COVID and RSV. And there's new research that may help us understand why we also get more colds in the winter.
The study, published this week in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, finds that cold air damages the nose's immune response, which may be why we have more respiratory illnesses in cold weather. Researchers at Harvard and Northeastern University in Boston did the study and say that dropping the temperature inside the nose by as little as 9 degrees kills about half of the billions of virus and bacteria-fighting cells in the nostrils. nostrils. The exposed study participants to 15 minutes of 40-degree temperatures, then measured the conditions inside their noses. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are rising now. The Dow's up 154 points. Big baseball news. Slugger Aaron Judge will re-sign with the New York Yankees. It'll be a 9-year contract, $360 million. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.